kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you are victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the trying to get inebriated Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with my lovely life.
Hey.
With her normal enthusiasm, as always. And via Skype, we got the pinnacle of political perfection, the Super Woke Hobby.
Yo. With our guest on the line, that name brings a lot more pressure than it usually does, so.
That lovely giggle you hear is a mixed girl, Maine. Tell everyone who you are and where they can find you.
I am Charmaine, a.k.a. Mixed Girl Maine, M-E-T-H-O-D, Maine. Don't I have to do all my whole list with you?
What's my other things that I say?
Charmuel, L. Fury, all those things. I am the host of Militantly Mixed and Blurred Comics, co-host of Blurred Comics, and you can find me on all of the things, iTunes and Stitcher and all that stuff. I got no energy today. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I'm so tired. I'm gonna drink my Gatorade and maybe.
I'm laughing at what I'm gonna call the next person who's sporting a lovely lime green shirt.
It's a New Day shirt.
Did you just say lovely?
This lovely New Day shirt.
He said lovely twice today. It's so adorable,
lovely, right?
The bully of bullshit.
Not a bully.
Don't let him talk to you that way.
Oh, I'm not scared of him now because we're far away from each other. I'm not gonna say this shit to him in person.
I can't say it.
But nah, it's my boy, the co-host, actually the host of a Comic Book 101. My homie, my dog, Brandon. Tell everyone who you are, where they can find you.
Yeah, it's Brandon from the host of the Why So Serious podcast. We do movies, TV shows, entertainment, comic books, all that nerd shit. I'm on Twitter, usually talking about a bunch of random stuff. Yeah, you can follow me at about what people. Oh yeah, people stay mad at me. I don't know why. I don't know why these people get my mentions from politics, but it's always like that for the last few years. But you can follow me at That Cool Black Nerd, B-O-K. And if you want to talk some shit, that's cool with me. But if you're trash, I'll probably retweet you and make fun of you. So there's that too.
Which he does, and it's absolutely nice. Hysterical to me. So I want to throw a shot at you, Brandon. So your guy is Dick Grayson. That's your man, Nightwing.
Yes.
You know.
The GOAT.
Fun fact for you. He is no longer the sexiest man in comic books.
Yeah, I saw that fake list.
Was he though?
You know
yes.
Who my guy is now the sexiest man in comic books.
The guy that's half dead is now the sexiest guy in comics, which is bullshit.
Jason Todd is now the sexiest man in comics.
Oh my goodness, he's a trash monster.
Whoa, hold up, hit the brakes.
He's a zombie.
Yeah, that's a serious come up. From people voting to get him murdered to sexiest man in comic books, like, that's the ultimate come up right there.
For real.
I mean, I'm saying women have been proven and girls have been proven for a long time that they like the half dead. They're really into vampires or like half fish people or whatever. So, like, maybe that's a thing, but.
So, Charmaine,
Jason Todd is the whole, like, I had a hard childhood and then something bad happened to me, so I get to be a piece of shit the rest of my life. I had a hard time too, nigga. It's fine.
I saw Dick Grayson and Harley Quinn have sex on DC animated movies. So, until Jason Todd does that, he doesn't pass Dick Grayson.
Until he passes that. Joker said? You know what she has? What the fuck was it she had? What disease was it she had?
I have no idea.
It's like, most sexually active people have that as well. It was something Joker said, but whatever.
By the way, that TV show, if anybody gets a chance to watch the Harley Quinn animated show, it's like really, really great.
I fucking love it.
The opening line for Joker is, greeting, fellow whites.
Yes.
Yes. I fucking love this show.
Am I the only one that disagrees with that premise?
I think so.
My wife loves it. Old Man loves it. You guys love it. I just can't get into it.
Why?
I'm
so great.
Because
so
she doesn't have the proper Jersey accent.
Oh my well, God. All right. I can get over Margot Robbie. What's her name?
Margot Robbie.
The live action. I don't even know her name properly.
Yeah. Yeah. Margot,
yeah. I can get over her accent, so I doubt it's the accent. I feel like you're trying to be too controversial. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think it was just like maybe the first couple of episodes,
because I didn't think it was really that controversial or anything like that. They were pretty much making fun of everything that we've made fun of in every comic book genre ever. Like, as soon as I heard Bane talk, I fell out of my seat. I'm like, they really went there with it. Or like, or Clayface being like overly dramatic, but I swear to you.
I love his Clayface. He's so funny to me.
He's ridiculous. He's just ridiculous.
I love that they have him mouthing along with people when other people are doing speeches. Yes, it's like my favorite thing.
I gotta say though,
I love all the side stuff in that show in general. Yes. Like, they just do so many like random things.
I love King Shark. He may be my favorite character on that show.
Just King Shark is so wonderful. Yeah, yeah. I love Ron Funches. I come out to see him in LA all the time.
I like the plant because it's JB Smoove, and I love JB Smoove.
Everybody's great, and this is the best representation of Poison Ivy, I think, so far too. Like, she's exactly they made me like her. I don't know. I love the show.
I thought Harley Quinn was the best. Not Harley Quinn. Excuse me. I thought Poison Ivy was the best part of the show.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, she was
great.
But I do God, I can't stand how much I love Kite Man.
It's Kite Man.
Kite Man is so wonderful. Oh my gosh. Every time he opens that kite and a kid goes flying, I cannot keep myself together. Fuck them kids.
You millennials in your cartoons.
Oh, I can't.
I am not a millennial. I am 42 years old, motherfucker. I am not a millennial.
Yo, I told Maria how old you were, then told her you were black and Asian. She goes, oh, she's going to look like that till she's 100.
Yep.
Okay, so
like, I'm jealous. So I'm mixed too, but my mom is of the Caucasian persuasion.
I mean, so I got that in me too.
I could ripen like a banana a little. Like, I mean.
Oh my God.
It's challenging sometimes.
The white thing that I get, because technically I'm half white. My mom was half white and half Japanese. My dad was half black and half British, Caucasian British. So the white thing I get is those white people moles. What are they called? Skin tags. I get those on my neck, and I got to get them frozen off every so often. That is so far the only white thing I'm aware of that I suffer.
So somebody call those dictionaries. We need white people moles to be added, please.
White people moles.
I mean, now going to that.
Other people get them. Like, I know, like, Morgan Freeman got them and shit like that. But because I had white grandparent on both sides of the family, I associate them with white people.
Yo, I am not calling this episode.
I'm going to my doctors. I'm be like, hey, I got these white people moles. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
White people moles, though? Yeah.
Yo, I am not calling this episode white people moles. I'm not even writing it down.
You aren't calling it white people moles, and you know it, because I always give you the best titles.
I'm not doing it.
Don't worry. That's what's going to be called on a website. Trust me.
Oh, yeah, I can control what goes on in the episode, but I can't control what Javi puts on the website. So it's really going to be called white people moles.
And y'all can at me if you got a problem with white people moles. It's at Mixed Girl Mane, M-A-N-E, like lion mane, horse mane, like elegant, beautiful head of hair. Go ahead and at me if you got a problem with white girl or white people moles.
Yo.
I must say, you guys can't see me for reasons. I don't need you guys to see my COVID face right now. But you guys look pretty good for a bunch of people locked up in quarantine for a couple of days.
I'm kind
of
hating right now. I'm going to work, dog.
I showered yesterday.
Shit, when did I shower?
Right.
I think Wednesday?
I flat ironed my bangs right before we got on so I didn't look as greasy as I am.
I put on the headband to cover the mess that's under it.
You know what's funny? Like, I live in Dallas, right? And so Dallas has two terrible Republicans, like governor and lieutenant governor. Like, they're horrible. Texas does. But the Dallas mayor is like this young black progressive dude. And so before, like, Governor Abbott said anything, he shut, like, everything down.
Good.
And so, like, people in Dallas have been, like, surprisingly, like,
inside.
Really good. Like, I went to a grocery store. Everybody's in the grocery store with, like, plastic gloves on. Like, everyone in the grocery store. I live next to a park. People walk through the park to get exercise, but when they see people, like, jogging, they, like, stay 6-8 feet away, like, behind when they're jogging on the trail. So nobody jogs next to each other and stuff. Like, it's been really interesting to see, like, Dallas acting like that as opposed to, like, places that you would think. Because, you know, they had, like, a poll, right? This is how ridiculous Republicans are. They had a poll, and it was, like, 89% of Democrats, like, understand social distancing and believe that coronavirus is bad. And it was, like, 37% of Republicans think the same thing. And it's like, what kind of world do we live in? You know, like, your political thing is, like, do you think a virus is a virus?
Yes. I know. It's funny to, like, watch everybody, like, talk about it because, like, none of them have, like, so when you work in the medical field or, like, hobby, like, correct me if I'm wrong, like, if you work in any, like, kind of
science. Don't say anything.
Like, what?
You can't say where he works.
I'm not saying that. Saying...
Yes, I do, like, work. I do work for a comic book villain, and we are working on a death
I wasn't going to say that. I was saying, like, so because of, like, population. Our backgrounds. Like, you're in biochemical, like, you know, field. Like, I'm in medical.
If you do,
like,
science shit.
So what's happening now, like, for me, because I know so much, is different than people who don't fully understand the level of, like, what's happening right now.
Like, yeah, it's nuts. But here's the thing, you know, like Brandon said, this is, depending on how you view the world, changes the way you view this illness. And that goes all the way to the top. So the people at the top, you know, they were really trying their best to downplay these effects because they cared more about the stock market. They cared more about the perception that the voters have about the way they can handle crises. That for much of the population, we really, a lot of the worst happened without us actually knowing what was happening, if that made sense. Like,
no, that's true.
It's becoming more salient in the conversation after, you know, we reached that red line where we could have done something,
but we didn't,
to kind of reduce these curves, but we didn't. And it's like the perfect storm of just dumb decisions. And it's not just the United States. Trump isn't the only Trump in the world, right? Like, we have a bunch of leaders that kind of think the way he does.
Boris Johnson in the UK is just like him.
Yeah, Boris Johnson. You have Belisar, the guy in Brazil. Yeah. I'm not even going to butcher his last name. I don't know, man. I'm trying to hit up Elon Musk. I'm trying to get on that Mars trip. I'm trying to get out of this world, man.
Yeah, I don't. You know, since we're here, I have a news report for you. Because you know how it is when people hear anything, the first person's always gonna want to be like, well, this is what's really going on and shit like that or whatever.
Like, it's all made up, yeah.
The amount of ignorance
I've seen, like, people being like, this isn't real. I'm like, we're literally watching other countries
die,
fall apart right now. Right? Like, it's happened. Italy is a developed country. It's not third world. Like, they are a developed
honestly country. Some of the third world is doing better than we are.
Exactly.
They shut shit down way earlier. They established more socialized medicine a little bit faster. They actually responded way better than we did.
The governor of Mississippi did a teleconference this morning, I think. It was either yesterday or this morning. I watched it in a clip this morning. So he was doing like a virtual town hall with, like, constituents in Mississippi. And somebody called in or sent a message in and was like, yeah, dog, why are you making everybody go to work when, like, in China they shut everything down and now their curve is flattening? Like, shouldn't we be doing that too? And the governor was like, well, that's the difference between America and China. We ain't never going to be China down here in Mississippi. So we're not going to do what those Chinese do.
Like,
and I said, what?
So,
wow.
Like, what?
Like, that is...
Like, let me show you how I don't care about you.
Before anyone says anything, this is exactly why when everyone talks about Florida, I go, yeah, Florida's whatever it is, but fuck Mississippi.
Yes. Well, I mean, Florida's not doing any better right now either. Well, but
fuck them too.
Like it's yeah, no, it's like funny like that people think that way, and I say that a lot. Like when I'm talking to people, I'm like, the problem is it's a mix between arrogance and ignorance. Like, and people don't truly understand it, and they fall behind the lines of I'm safe because America, right? Like, we're yeah. America. Mm-hmm. We're never.
What you
like,
mean? We all know that the. That only way you could be a bad virus with a gun is with a good guy with a gun.
It's
dog. The NRA's putting out tweets talking about the only way to beat this pandemic is to strap up.
Yeah.
Are
no, you it's crazy. Gun sales.
The NRA in the hood are really like synergizing that thought. Yeah. I'm not gonna say. Well, let's say we're somebody fucked. Was told by somebody. That they need to get a bulletproof vest and some guns. But, yeah. You know, whatever. I'm just
saying. here's the tweet, old man. Americans are flocking to gun stores because they know the only reliable self-defense during a crisis is the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Okay. I mean. God damn it.
All right, so today's going to fuck myself
away. What about Jesus?
This, I mean, you knew shit was bad when they shut down Easter when the Pope was like, "No, right?
I'm good."
No. Even like, well, like St. Patrick's day here is like, you know, ridiculous. Like they shut that shit down, and I was like,
and people were still lined up outside the bar
because they're idiots.
Yeah,
that's really big where y'all are at, right?
Oh the man.
Parade. No, that's really big in Boston, right?
Yeah, that's huge. Like St. Patrick's Day, like parade is like a big fucking deal. Like it's
basically Boston created a holiday that didn't exist. They call it Patriots Day. It happens
that's
on
it. Yeah, Marathon Monday.
St. Patrick's Day. And so that they could shut down the schools because they knew parents were going to be out there drinking and no one was going to be looking after kids. So they call it Patriots Day so the kids stay home for St. Patrick's Day.
It's essentially when Mark Wahlberg saved everybody during the marathon.
But I can't stop it. Yeah. You're ridiculous.
Get your facts right.
Yeah, it's essentially like when...
I moved away 5 years ago, so it's clear that I haven't kept up on it.
Charmaine, look at
that California pizza.
Charmaine, look at it like this. It's just like Meth Monday in Florida.
What's Monday in Florida?
Every day in Florida. All right, so
I got a meme to send y'all because, you might not get this one because you said you hadn't watched it yet, but everybody else is gonna. I'm gonna teach y'all how to social distance. Look at the.
Oh God, I'm scared. Yeah, that'll do it. That will do it.
Oh, so I said that, man, to my friend the other day. Like, so.
Is this a tiger king joke?
It's a Tiger King. Have y'all watched Tiger King?
We're not. I don't want to hear.
Yes. Yeah. Right?
We're not having this conversation yet until I watch it.
Wait, what did you say, Charmaine?
We're trying to get Brandon to finish it last night because we needed to talk about it.
Mark didn't watch it either. I've been trying to get him to watch it like for days now. I'm like, you have to watch it.
I am not
watching it. He's got to watch it. It's so ridiculous.
It's like,
you know about it.
There's murder. There's tigers. There's fucking sex like cults. There's like gay men who are straight. There are like it's like everything. It's everything.
Yes. Gay for meth. There's everything.
It's like a Florida turducken.
Yes, it is. It's a Florida turducken.
Why would I want to watch that? Why would I want to watch a Florida turducken?
Oh, it's amazing.
So every time you think you're done,
it's not.
Some shit happens, and you're like, he shot himself, or He set that guy up.
Listen, one of the girls, right, got her arm bitten off by the tiger, like her hand, right? Not bitten off, but like it was mangled. So the surgeon said to her, you have 2 years, ma'am, and you'll get full recovery of your hand. You can use your hand. And she said,
no, she didn't even say 2 years. I think it's like 2 months.
No, it was 2 years of recovery. That's accurate. It would take like two years to like rebuild and re-strengthen, whatever. 2 years, right? And she was like, no, I got to go back to work. Just cut it off.
She actually had the use of her hand that day because she was signing. She had to sign the paper to say she wasn't going to. She was going to make them cut her hand off.
And she went back to work the next week, like 5 days later.
Also, I don't know if you've seen this meme, but this is the perfect thing that summed up my feelings from this moment. She gets her arm mangled, and the ambulance is on the way, and Tiger King puts on an EMS jacket.
Yes!
Yeah.
And there's a meme that's like him putting an EMS jacket on when his worker is mangled up and attacked by a tiger is the biggest flex, like the weirdest flex ever.
But like this dude's a
But when you watch when you first watch it, right, you're like, yo, this dude is crazy as shit. Yo, what the hell is wrong with this dude?
Yeah.
And then when I got to the end, I was like, everybody on here is terrible. Horrible. Right? Like everybody involved is a horrible person.
The only person
I feel bad for is Joe. At the end.
Joe?
He's the only one that
How do you feel bad for that dude?
Any sympathy for.
Listen, that dude was a predator.
He shot tigers for no reason.
He was a predator.
That's what they say he did. I feel like they were lying on him.
Straight boys. He was 17, 18, 19-year-old boys. And giving them tests so that they would marry him. He is a predator too.
Predator.
19.
Okay, 19.
But he also got set up by somebody who's worse than him.
They're the sex cult dude.
Hold on. Y'all are talking over each other. 1 second. I'm sorry. Did you say he was giving straight boys head so they would marry him?
No. Meth, honey.
Oh, I'm like, what the?
Meth. He was turning out straight boys with meth.
But yeah, I mean, he probably ended up giving them head eventually. So, mouth to mouth.
I mean, meth is a hell of a drug.
Wait. Javi, did you watch it?
To be fair to Joe, the two boys that we know of were of age.
Three boys.
To be fair.
Barely.
There are three boys.
The other dude, Doc Ant. First of all, old man, well, you'll love this. He is a doctor of mystic arts.
I was just going to say that. Like, how does one get a degree in mystic arts?
He's like,
nope.
Y'all keep talking.
Nah, this is the old man wave show. We're not doing this.
He's a doctor of mystic arts.
No. We're not doing this.
He was getting those girls at like 16, 17.
Yeah. And he was making them live in fucking cages, shacks, basically, with cockroaches until they graduated up to be able to fuck him.
And like live in the big house.
Oh,
you gotta watch it. If you get a chance, you gotta watch it.
Think you are done. They hit you with something else and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not kidding. The most normal of these dudes is the guy who was a kingpin drug dealer.
Yes.
Hmm. He's the most regular ass dude.
Yeah, he was. And he was basically like Scarface.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
His dad was.
What's this called?
Tiger King.
What's this called?
Tiger King.
Oh,
and here's the last kicker. Javi, you'll love this. Here's the kicker.
What do I feel like this is not the last kicker?
Wait, there's a kicker?
This is the kicker. He won 19% of the vote for governor of Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
I heard about that.
I'm just gonna let that marinate in my head real quick.
His video announcing his candidacy is probably the best political video I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my god! Speaking of videos,
he
has music videos.
Oh yeah, he has music videos too.
Anywhere. Wears a fucking priest collar in one of them. Oh, gosh, it's just...
Okay, he's like, I'm not going to wear no suit. I'm in a cage with three tigers, and I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm running for governor of Oklahoma.
All that could be excused. But does he have a mixtape on SoundCloud?
He probably does.
I would say he probably does.
He has videos. Okay. Like, straight-up videos.
Wow. So are you guys giving this... You guys are giving this two thumbs up?
Yes.
It's at least entertainment, absolutely.
It's at least a must watch.
Yes. It's a whole dumpster fire. It's amazing.
That way you can understand all the memes that are flying right now, too.
That makes it so much
unfortunately,
better.
Damn it, Wade!
Oh, all
right, cool.
Right.
Oh, God damn it. Y'all gonna make me put fucking timestamps in here and shit? All right, 24 minutes.
All right,
old man. Where we at in the docket?
We kind of took over. I'm sorry.
Doug, I have no control over this shit.
This is the way it goes normally.
He knows.
I'm well aware. And Maria's here. I'm like, nah, Doug, I ain't got no control.
Really?
You run shit. Let's not act like this. She acting like she ain't the boss.
Yo, I don't really want to see you, old man. Put the camera on, Valkyrie, please.
Hey, what's up?
Nice to see you. Yeah, there you go. Split screen.
I'm coming. It's because I'm hiding. I have like no bra. I'm hot mess. Like I'm trying to.
So none of us have bras on right now.
I assume there's no bras in this
global meeting. It's called the bros here. But don't make you me watch Seinfeld?
I got my man bra on, the tank top.
I fucking can't take
the white tank top is the man bra.
Is it? Okay.
It really is.
It really is.
I can't.
That's the man spank right there.
The man spank.
In Britain, it's called a vest.
A vest.
The tank top is a vest.
Oh, man.
We say things different there.
Yo, England, Britain has the best slang, but that's another conversation for another day. All right, so we were on the coronavirus, and did you guys hear Cardi B, not the stupid...
The coronavirus!
God, if I never hear that again, it'll be too soon.
I love it!
I hate it.
That's how I hear coronavirus in my head. God, like, in my ear. Like, no matter how you say coronavirus, I hear it in Cardi B's voice.
Exactly! Like,
it's imprinted in my brain.
Oh, that's perfect. I hate it.
Her voice and the outfit she was wearing. Right to say to those two things are just imprinted in my brain.
To be fair, the remixes that the DJs have been coming up with slap.
Fire.
So hard.
I posted one on the... You can find one of those remixes on the Old Man Wade page on Facebook.
Do you guys know, like, the guy...
I just posted it.
I just want to point out that I was trying to get to an actual topic.
The guy... I'm sorry. Hold on. The guy who does piano... like themes to like people doing speeches and stuff. What's his name? I can't think of his name. So he does like piano overs of like people, like, so the Cardi B thing, he does that whole thing while he's playing piano, like,
oh, funny.
Dun, 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 dun. I can't think of his name right now. I'll get back to that.
Cardi B's an angel we all need right now.
I fucking love her.
Except that, and I'm pretty sure that's what Old Man Wade was going to bring up, she started accusing celebrities of getting paid to say that they got coronavirus.
Shut the fuck up.
That's exactly what I was getting at.
Really?
Yeah.
And so, like, it even made, it just had to come out, like, she didn't directly call him out, but he got onto Periscope, and he was like, whoever is out here thinking we're getting paid to fucking say we got this thing, it's irresponsible, it's dumb, like, no, that's not happening, I'm not out here pretending to be sick for money and shit like that.
Holy
shit.
I mean, they may not be getting paid, but they're definitely paying somebody to get those tests, because it's very hard for a normal individual person to get those tests. And the fact that you're seeing, like, basketball players and actors and musicians or whatever, people with money and power are the only ones that seem to be getting tested on any regular basis. I mean, that's just, like, this is really, this whole situation is highlighting just the shittiness of our society, and it's, I don't know, man.
So, Idris said, the idea that someone like myself is going to be paid to say, I've got coronavirus, that's like absolute...
Coronavirus!
Dear God, please, can we never say that ever again? Such stupidness, and people want to spread that as if it's news. That's stupid. That's the quickest way to get people sick. Yeah. He went on to say, I think the debate about rich and poor and who's getting it and who's not, I think that's not a healthy debate. It's like, I got the test, but I also got COVID. Does that make me preferential? I don't understand that. Well, yeah, it kind of doesn't mean you get preferential. It shouldn't be about whether rich or poor gets it. I think that the negativity around the test shaming is counterproductive. I don't see what people get out of that.
I mean, it's very apparent with this whole fucking thing that, like, we had this discussion before. The reason why people like Trump and all these, like, high-paid CEOs and... I'm sorry, fuckboy 45. The whole thing with that situation is if they catch it and they get to the point of needing, like, special care... Like, they can buy a ventilator. They probably already have all their shit. Like,
I mean, if they can find one.
So, yeah, but, like, here's the thing. Yeah, hospitals don't have enough. But, like, you have to remember, these companies still manufacture them. And for the right amount of money, like...
You can get anything for the right
price. You know what I mean? Like, that's why they don't give a shit. Because they feel like they'll beat this. Like, that they have no problems. It's going to be people who are poor that don't have anything that are going to suffer the most. Like,
right.
It's people with money don't feel like that they're going to have those problems because they have the money to pay their way. Right. Like, I read a... So, I read
you know,
a...
You know whose fault this is, right?
Yeah.
Magic Johnson.
Why?
Because he doesn't have AIDS anymore. I know
he definitely got the COVID cure somewhere.
Right? He probably does have the fucking COVID cure somewhere.
But, you know, can we talk about, like, how kind of trashy those words were that came out of Idris Elba's mouth a little bit? Like, the combination of some of those words just didn't feel well, right.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Absolutely. Like, they were a lot
what is test shaming? Like, what is that? Like, I don't...
Like, because rich people can get tests?
I think people were upset, like, why are celebrities, and I think rightfully so, why are celebrities and, you know, other rich people and things like that getting access to tests when poor people are not? I don't think it was responsible of him to bring that up.
Nope.
Because, like, does he not deserve a test? No, he doesn't not deserve a test, but
we should have
access to
the test. My only question to that is, most of the celebrities that we know got tested are celebrities that end up getting the virus. So
they were in contact with somebody. So there was
So is it possible that they got the test because they had the symptoms? And
no, exactly.
I feel like that was before they were putting all those things on why you could get a test, right? And so maybe they got the test because I remember like people in the NBA couldn't get a test, and they're celebrities and rich. They couldn't get one until Rudy Gobert, like, had it. And then they could get tested. And then they started getting tested.
Rudy Gobert was also...
With Idris, what happened was that he came in contact with somebody about 7 or 10 days prior to him getting his test.
Okay.
And it was because he was on set. And they were about to enter a set that had approximately 250 people on it. Which, when you work in the entertainment industry, film and stuff like that, this is true. We're compacted. There's about 250 of us on one set.
Like
if someone's going to get something, we're going to spread it around. And you see it. It used to happen when I was on Top Chef and stuff like that. People get sick and everybody would get sick.
Wait, you were on Top Chef?
I worked on Top Chef for 2 seasons.
Oh.
In the production thing. We'll get back into it. But basically, that's what happened with Idris, is that a person he came in contact with was a person associated with that film. When that person came down with symptoms, they got a test. Because of that, they said, oh, who has this person been in contact with? So, and it was all of these key players that were related to the thing. Idris being an important member of that set, knew he was going to interact with more people on the set than, say, like, a random PA or a random person in production or whatever. So they gave him a test for that reason. His wife didn't initially get the test because they kind of assumed if he was in contact with this person, she would also be, you know, she was also in contact, but she flew away and came back. She has since tested positive as well, but what we don't know is, did she come in contact with it before she flew out? Or did she come in contact with it?
Well, she did a comment. She said that when she came back, she said something like, part of marriage is that you got to take care of your spouse through thick or thin. So she wasn't doing like isolation in the house.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
They weren't doing self-quarantine. So she basically just was around him the whole time that he was sick. And so she ended up getting it.
It was a nice way of saying they had sex.
No, not necessarily.
She could have been making him a plate or something like that, and it crossed over. But essentially, that's why Idris got it. That's why someone like Idris got a test. In the case of Tom Hanks, though, it was different. Tom Hanks got a test because he had symptoms. He was also on a film set, and he was also concerned about the set as a whole, but he had symptoms, and that's why.
He was also in Australia, where they were doing better testing than us.
Right, right.
My thing for Idris Elba is, why didn't he just say that in his thing, then? Like, why would you, like, dance around it?
Exactly.
He did in a different video. An earlier video.
So, like, I just
want to say that the quickest way to spread coronavirus isn't talking about celebrities getting their test and how to get their test. The quickest way is randomly licking people's face in the supermarket.
I can't
just want to say that.
Fact which is a domestic terrorist felony, I guess. It's like eligible for felony or something like that.
They're playing no games with that.
But no, but you should. All. But that actually should be a thing. Like, if that stuff if you're out there doing this, that's dumb shit, that nasty shit, you should be locked the fuck up. Even if you don't have it and you're just doing it because you think it's funny and trying to go fucking viral, fuck you, go suck a bag of unwanted dicks, and then go to jail.
Like, if you're licking toilet seats and hashtagging it coronavirus challenge, yeah, you deserve to get the coronavirus.
Somebody actually got it from doing that shit because they thought it was funny. But yeah, good for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I hate to say good, but also good because fucking. Not but good. You hope that this is also a person that will be isolated after that, because if they're that dumb, they're probably the kind who's like, I don't care if I test a positive, I'm gonna walk around the world anyway. Exactly. You know, like we're worried about those type of people.
Go ahead.
I'm kind of. I don't know what the right wording is, because I don't want to imply that I want anybody to catch this, but I am also, at the same time, I'm going to say the word heartened by the fact that so many heads of state are getting it, because it shows you that, like, this is an equalizer of a situation. Like, the virus itself is indiscriminate. The problem is that, yes, more poor people are going to suffer and die as a result of it because of access and finances and things like that, whereas... you know, rich people are going to have care that we're not going to have. Yeah, that's the terrible, really terrible side of it. But at the same time, that many heads of state or rich people are getting it is just one thing to show everybody. See, everybody can get this thing.
Well, and it's also, so I feel like I was saying this to old man the other day, like the more people higher up in the government, like, I feel like the more those people get it, the more all of a sudden it's going to become real. And the moment one of those fuckers die, like, that's when all of a sudden they're going to realize it's a fucking pandemic and nobody's safe, and that no amount of money, no amount of level of power, no amount of anything is going to save you from it. Because, again, like, Americans are ignorant and arrogant, and they just equate money and wealth with, you know, well-being, like, no matter what, you have the money to fix it. But when it comes to something like this, honestly, there really is no amount of money that's going to save you.
But you know the funny thing about that? Right. I think they know that it's a pandemic, so I don't even think it's a matter of them acknowledging what it is. I feel like most of it is them, is the ignorance, not the ignorance, the hubris of them thinking, like you said, I have so much money, there's no way it can touch me.
Yeah, like,
right.
So I don't even think
they'll save me.
Yeah, like, I think it's more hubris than anything else. And we've seen
Prince Charles got it.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Prince Charles has it now. Yeah. So, like, I'm surprised. And that's why with the UK, I'm, like, kind of surprised. Like,
well, there was this really big meeting that took place with a lot of heads of state of Europe. So Prince Albert of Monaco also has it.
Wow.
And he doesn't have an heir. It would have to either jump to his sister's children or something like that. Prince Charles got it. A couple of the people that were at that meeting also have tested positive for it. They do think that Queen Elizabeth was separated from Charles before that point, but they don't really 100% know, so they're going to keep an eye on her. Everybody's freaked out that the queen is going to get it, but also the queen is fucking in her 90s.
Right? Like, she's...
She's chilling.
Yeah. Like, her mom lived till 103 and shit like that, but, like, we're in her last 10 years at least, minimum. Yeah. Or maximum, her last 10 years.
The only person that I will be worried about getting it at this point, at that age level, is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Like,
I know, right?
We need to keep her like in just a sealed room.
Cancer ain't killing her. Fucking all heart attack. Like, she is just soldiering for us. So
we need her around till President, you know, takes over. Sorry to say that. But anyways,
it's kind of like. It's embarrassing in this country, like, that right now he is up in the polls, and there are people who think that, like, what he is saying he's accurate, and, like, he's doing the best for the country, like, he's doing everything he can. No. Like, right. And I was, like, saying that to this person that I know, like, listen, I understand, like, you think whatever. I was like, talk to any person you know in the medical field, and they will tell you different. Like, unless you're in it. So, and I was also saying to friends, like, I live in a major city. We work in a major hospital. We are seeing firsthand what is happening that people who live several towns away aren't seeing yet.
Right.
Like, they're not seeing it as bad yet. Whereas, like, our job has tents outside. Our I have, so for me, like I said, I've worked in the medical field for 21 years. I've worked in Boston for 10 of those years. I know so many doctors, respiratory therapists, nurses, like NPs. I have talked to so many of them through this, and they're talking about how they're taking, you know, med surg floors. Like, med surg is where car accidents go, brain injuries, heart attacks, strokes, those type of patients. They're converting those floors into ICUs because their ICUs are already full. So, wow. And these nurses are telling me they're not even testing us. If we don't show symptoms, they don't care. So now you have a nurse who works, let's say, 36 hours a week, right? She's working 12-hour shifts. You're coming into contact with 6 to 10 patients max between admissions and discharges. They're not testing their staff. So now this one nurse who's not wearing any protective equipment, right, because you're also being told earlier on you cannot wear protective equipment until that patient tests positive. They expect you to go in to a room with a patient with symptoms with no protection. Like, and people don't know this because they're not in there and they're seeing it on social media and they're like, oh, this is bullshit. People are making it up. It's not. Like, I have friends begging and crying and pleading, asking for the community to sew masks because you're wearing one mask all shift and that's your protection.
We have people who are literally like, oh, I've been wearing this for a week. I'm like, dog.
Like,
you have, I'm like,
people don't understand it. Like, they're not grasping it because they're not in it. And it's so sad that it's going to take someone that they love dying before they accept the fact that this is real and can touch them. Because right now, they're separated from the whole situation. I had that other conversation. Somebody was like, you know, it kills less than the flu.
Oh my God. Can I just say how much I hate that shit?
But
it's...
So somebody said, you know, like, whatever. And then, you know, it was brought up that, no, in Italy, it's 3.7% right now, and it's climbing, right? We're surpassing Italy right now in the
infectious rate. Everywhere.
So, right, we're surpassing them completely, and we're only in the infancy of it. Like, they're in their end, and we're passing them. Like, that's scary, and people don't realize that. So as it becomes worse, like, these nurses that and these respiratory techs and these doctors, like, they're all going to get sick, too. Who is going to take care of the ill
when there's no one left? Yeah.
Like, people just don't. And I think that's, like, my biggest thing with it. It's, like, heartbreaking and frustrating.
Also, think of what this math is. People are like, oh, it's 1% of the population or something like that.
10 million people.
7 billion people. 1% is still a huge number of people. Like,
I brought that up to somebody else and because they said that to me. Oh, it's only 1%. I said, fine, if it's only 1%. I said, who do you choose? Like, who's your sacrificial lamb? Should it be your mother, your father? Should it be, like, so I brought this to her. I said, I am the vulnerable. Like, I have an underlying illness. I will be one of those people, if I get it, I will be left to die in a hallway. Because there's someone who's younger, who can fight it, who doesn't have an underlying disease, unfortunately, nurses and doctors are going to have to make the tough decision to let someone like me, who has a serious illness, die. And, like, I couldn't imagine having to be a medical professional making that decision. So I said to the person,
the problem with that is we let it get there, right? Because the benefit that we had in the United States is that we got it after other people, right? And we got more money than everybody else. We're the richest country in the world. Well, the most wealthy country in the world. And we got it after Asia and Europe got it. So in theory, we should have been out ahead of it, because the reason why other countries aren't okay. So, like, in Italy, their mortality rate is higher than us, even though we've surpassed them in cases. But that's because Italy's population is significantly older than ours as well. Yes, like, significantly older than ours. So they have a lot more older people, and a lot more people in the small. Italy's not nearly as big as the United States. One of the benefits that we do have is that, like, the United States itself is a huge country. So a lot of people in the middle of this country aren't experiencing it in the ways yet that people on the coast are experiencing it for a myriad of different ways. But what the biggest problem that we're having is that we didn't get out in front of testing. Because what happens is, instead of testing people who have symptoms or who have possibly come in contact with someone, other countries are just testing everyone. And so if you test everyone, you have an idea of who has it, who doesn't have it. And more importantly, you have an idea of where those people who have it are and where the people who don't have it are not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that way, you can do both things. Because a lot of people are talking about now, like, what are we supposed to do? Because it is true. Like, if you do keep everybody in place for an extended period of time, people are going to die because of those things as well. Like, mm-hmm. people are not going to be able to eat. People are not going to be able to afford things. They're going to be out in the street. Like, eventually, you're going to have to come back at some point. Like, it's just inevitable. But if you know who has the virus, if you know where those concentrations are, you can flatten the curve, which is what they mean by flatten. Everyone here probably knows it. But what they mean by flatten the curve is, if you stop it from peaking all the time, then the people that get sick can go in at times and get help without overtaxing the healthcare system. Yes. So right. let's just say the same amount of people over the course of 6 months get sick. But if you spread that out over 6 months, as opposed to 8,000, whatever, you know, whatever, 500,000 people getting it in a month, then you can treat those people.
Yeah.
And they can, most people will recover. Because it is true, most people will recover. So those people will get sick, then they'll recover. And then in theory, they'll develop some type of immunity to it because they've already had it. And they can go back into the world and be safe. And then the people who do get it next can go in and get it. And it can be this thing that goes through. And that's basically what happened in South Korea. And that's why they're able to. But here, because of our president and our government system, we and because of American exceptionalism, where we always think that we're going to be better, we said, oh, you know, that's over there in Europe. That's over there in Asia. It's not going to happen. And then they hit us like a Mack truck. And then we're trying to figure out what the hell to do.
But we have no leader.
Forward.
Right. Yeah.
There's nobody telling us what to do.
What's kind of frustrating, and just, you know, I try not to be too serious on here, but like Omen knows, like, I'm not really the one to subscribe to conspiracy theories and whatnot. And things like this are the reason why. Like, people who study politics, history, government, something like this happening isn't necessarily a surprise. It wasn't about if these things are going to happen. It's when these things are going to happen.
Literally, they predicted this last year. Like, last year, they did the pandemic assessment test in the United States government. We failed the exact same scenario, a respiratory infection that came from China. We failed. And then he also fired all of the people that would have been responsible for helping us get through this and prepare for or before the fact, I guess that's why we failed. So we already knew this was very likely to happen.
And that's my biggest issue with the Trump administration is the fact that he did kneecap the bureaucracy. Like, I know a lot of people, when you hear that word or big government, it kind of conveys a lot of negative feelings, but in order for things to run smoothly, in order for us to be able to respond to these types of issues in any real way, we need to have a functioning bureaucracy. We need to have professional people in government, people that have been in government throughout different administrations. They're not partisan. Mm-hmm. They don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. They just want to get the job done and make sure things are running smoothly. And it's not just Trump, and it's not just the Republicans, right?
No.
There's this whole mentality among the fringes of both political parties where they think, like, yo, government is evil and we need to just destroy it and put in something new. But that's not necessarily the case. The issue is that we need more people to participate. We need more people to be aware of what government does. We need people to you know, put our feet on the neck of government to make sure they're doing the right thing. But at the end of the day, like, we need a functioning bureaucracy. We need a functioning government. And the Trump administration, they tried their best to kind of dismantle that for a myriad of reasons. And right now.
Where it gets partisan, really bad partisan, is that there's this thing in America that all of us have been indoctrinated, I don't want to use indoctrinated, but just what we've been taught throughout our lives is that, like, socialism's bad, right? Socialism's bad. And this is not a socialism versus capitalism thing, but there's this thing that that's what everyone thinks. Whether you're on the left or on the right, that's just kind of the prevailing thought, right? But when you look at places, if take it past the public health part of it, right? If you go into, let's just say you're the type of person that only cares about the economy, right? Let's just say, I just want to know what's going to happen once this is over. Like the Danish, right, in Denmark, they took 13% of their total GDP and passed a bill that's worth 13% of their total GDP to fully fund all people during this crisis. So they're going to pay all, what they did was they're going to pay all businesses to pay all their people their salaries and keep them on their health care. They already have a universal health care style. So they're going to pay all businesses to continue to pay their salaries throughout the duration of this thing until it's over. Because the theory is when it's over, it's much easier to get back on track if everyone is just can just, okay, we're just going to come back to work because we already have all our bills paid. We already have all these things done, yeah. Right? We just passed the largest bill that there's ever passed, like for some type of economic relief, $2 trillion, yeah. Right? $2 trillion is like 1.5 to 1.75% of our total GDP.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of money, but we have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Imagine if America took 7%, 8%, not even, I'm not even going to say 13. Let's just say we took 6 to 7% of our GDP for this type of bill. Mm-hmm. Everyone be able to get it paid exactly what they're getting paid, if not more.
Yeah.
Everyone would have free testing. Everyone would have free care. Because the one thing that the other bill does that the Democrats are trying to pass in this next bill is not just free testing, but free treatment after you get it, right?
Right.
Everyone would have free treatment. Everyone would have free testing. Everyone would have all their money. And then when this is over, it's much easier to rebuild the economy that everyone's already getting paid. What's going to happen now is the one good thing that they did pass in this bill was that if small businesses keep all their people on, that the money that they're getting, they don't have to pay back, right? So that means if you're a small business, you don't have to make the calculation of, should I go into debt for this, right? Because before it was just a loan that you would have to pay back. Now they're saying that if you pay your people, you don't have to pay the money back. It's a grant. So those people can stay and work. So that'll help, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, that still doesn't count gig workers. That doesn't count temp workers. Those people, they did change it so that if you're a gig worker or a temp worker, you can apply for unemployment and get more money. But that doesn't, but you don't get a salary that way. So it's not the same thing, right? So it's this whole thing that people have to take a step back and look at and be like, maybe the things that we think about, because like I'm a big political nerd, so I talk to people about these things all the time. But I'm just like, I see the point of being a moderate and I see the point of being on the left side. But if you look at some of the structural things of this country, what a crisis does is it shows those things. It doesn't create those things. People think it creates these things.
No.
This crisis created this stuff. So these are things that are already masked for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then when the crisis hits, they blow up in your face.
Right.
So people are going paycheck to paycheck. Even people who make good money. Like, I saw the thing that was like $75,000. And for a lot of people, $75,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you live in California or Maryland or Washington, D.C. or Boston or New York, people who are making $75,000 are not doing...
Yeah, no, like, you're not living...
I used to make $125,000 when I worked in the tech field. I was still living paycheck to paycheck here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of times I was still going negative in my bank, and that was me just paying my regular-ass shit. That wasn't even me taking care of random things. Maybe I ate out a little bit too much, but that might have been it. That's just so crazy that it's not working. In Canada, they're doing $2,000 a month per resident for 4 months. So a minimum of $8,000 is going out to everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, working.
And the problem with that is because the Senate, I don't mean to get really too political, but that's because the whole idea of the Senate is broken because in theory, the Senate has two representatives from every state, but every state's population is not the same. So essentially, like, Wyoming has the same representation of New York, even though New York has 12 million people and Wyoming has 600,000 people, right? And so because of that, the majority of representation in our government is for land, not people. And so if you're representing Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, North Dakota, Montana, $1,200 does a lot for those people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not poo-pooing that. Like, they can pay their rent and other stuff because the average rent in Montana is probably $800 a month or something like that. You know what I mean? It's so, but when you focus, when those are the people that have the most representation because of land and not people, then the people who live in the big cities, even places like Texas, which are cheaper than the East Coast where I used to live and the West Coast where I used to live, it's still, Dallas is still not like Oklahoma, Kansas,
yeah,
North Dakota, whatever. So what those people are okay with, the rest of us, it still is not good enough. You know what I mean? Survive. But they couldn't. They couldn't go into a. But you know, you couldn't politically. Well, you could in a normal function of society. But in our country, they couldn't be on the floor and be like, "All right, so California people, we're going to give you guys $2,800 a month.
Yeah.
In Nebraska, we're going to give $1,200 a month." Because those people would flip out because they don't understand anything. The concept. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's how it should be.
I mean, here in California, we have a population of about 39 million people. We're also one of the we are the largest state in the United States, and because we're spread out across such a large part of the land, politically we are super duper divided. You know, it's, people think of California as being very liberal, but actually the center portion of the country is extremely conservative. Yeah. I mean, they were the people who voted. Yeah, exactly. They are extremely conservative. And the weird part is these are, a lot of these people are people of color that are extremely conservative and stuff like that too. Anti-immigrant, anti all kinds of shit, whatever. So a place like us, having only two representatives,
yeah,
you know, to speak to your point, Brandon, a place like California only having two representatives, we do not have people that represent the whole state necessarily. We just have, you know, whoever decided to come out and vote that particular year, that's who's representing us now. Whereas like a smaller place, well, I think like we can Wyland, do it the whole...
Sorry, go ahead.
Whereas like a smaller place like Rhode Island, which you drive through in a blip, like on your way into other states. Yeah. You know, like they really do kind of politically have one type of person. Yeah. I mean, they run the gamut of their liberals to conservatives, but because it's such a small place, they politically end up going the same direction more often than a place like California.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing about that, as small as Rhode Island is physically, Rhode Island has more people than Wyoming. And Wyoming is like bigger than Vermont, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, all put together. Physically, like size wise.
Yeah.
Well, I think we could literally do like a whole episode on this alone. I mean the Senate does create an imbalance politically, but we also have the House of Representatives, and we also have things that, and not just land, but we also have to talk about like population density in certain areas.
Right.
But I don't want us to get too caught up on that. I don't even remember how we even got to this point, to be honest with you.
Coronavirus?
Oh, God, can we please
stop saying that? Oh, man, just shut us up.
Oh, man,
just shut us up. Just take Thor's hammer every time we start to go on a rant and just slam it on the table.
Motherfucker, I can't control anything in here. I tried to talk and my wife put her hand over my face and was like...
I didn't know because my hand
was She was just like, I'm talking to you, blah, blah, blah. She's like, ah. I'm like, motherfucker, okay, fine, play Angry Birds on my phone then.
I can't take you. What's your next docket, Pete?
I'm ending this show and I'm going to do another one. So I'm going to stop it right now. This has been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank Brandon. Can you tell everybody where they can find you?
Why So Serious podcast. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, all that good stuff. And follow me on Twitter at That Cool Black Nerd. Black is BLK.
Dude, you're not gonna promote the other show?
I merged the other show with the Why So Serious podcast.
Oh, shit.
So it's just two separate feeds on the same podcast.
I was wondering why I couldn't find it. I seen the Why So Serious. I'm like, are we just not doing this anymore? I'm like, I was so confused.
No, those episodes are still there. They just got merged together. Two separate feeds on the same show.
Perfect.
Do you have this Desir logo pop up separately for each episode?
No, that was the thing that was throwing me off.
I don't know. That's a good question.
It doesn't.
I had to go look at Lipson. That's a great question.
It doesn't. It still comes up as on Why So Serious.
That's what I thought.
It does?
Yeah. Charmaine.
Okay, I'll try to fix that.
Charmaine, where can they find you?
You can find Militantly Mixed and Blurred Comics, and that's BLERDCOMIXED on same places, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. We even have it on YouTube, so people who can minimize YouTube when they're at work and shit like that. We got you on there. And then you can follow on Twitter and Instagram, all the same handles that match the shows, Militantly Mixed, Blurred Comics. And if you want to follow me, I'm Mixed Girl Maine, M-A-N-E.
Super Woke.
Yo, sorry, I got cut off for a little bit, but I'm here for the good part. You can find me, of course, on the Old Man Way Facebook page, Let Shit Record on Twitter, and oldmanway.com.
I like that.
Yeah. I'll tell you the story behind that in a bit. Hey, babe, where can they find you?
On my couch, drinking some rum.
Yep.
I love her. You can find me, oldmanwadecom, oldmanwadecom, on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on The Old Man Wade Show, where it looks like we're keeping it a lot lighter, midst of everything that's going on, so you can find us there. You can actually find this show fucking everywhere. I randomly find stuff, it's like, I didn't sign up for this, but whatever, I'll take the downloads.
I know someone will be like, I listened to you on Tooncast or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that one?
Isn't Tooncast a thing from Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Possibly.
Tooncast.
Damn it, Wade.